It is a special edition of Inside Steelers Nation right here on SNR. Rob King in for Jerry Dulac as we are at the Steelers pep rally at Stage AE, where the crowd is just on fire. And we are very pleased now to be joined by Steelers team president Art Rooney II. And first of all, Art, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And secondly, you got to love the crowd. You got to love this experience right now.
No, it's a great crowd and great football weather out there, playoff weather, and we're excited.
Do you ever pause? You've been around Steeler Nation for so long. Do you ever pause and think, wow, they've done it again? I mean, you just see the line outside here in the cold weather and the turnout and Billy Gardell and other people showing up, and you know the stadium's going to be full on Sunday. I mean, you ever pause and think, wow, this is unbelievable?
No, there's no doubt. They never cease to amaze you, whether, you know, they're standing out here in the cold in Pittsburgh or in Kansas City or San Diego, wherever we are. It's amazing. They're everywhere.
And you know they'll be standing out there in the cold on Sunday, and I'm wondering how that's going to affect Miami, something we've talked about a bunch. But we saw a couple of weeks ago against Baltimore that the fan support was just awesome. I would expect nothing short of that coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, no, they were fired up on Christmas night, that's for sure, and I think that's what we'll see on Sunday.
And again, you've given them reason to cheer, right? Another team, and this one now for you, I'm sure, like everybody else, interested to see what this team's going to look like. Not completely healthy, but pretty healthy, healthier than they've been heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, last couple of years we've been down a man or two that we think could have made a difference, and so I think we feel good about going into the stadium with missing Cam is an issue, but you know, the guys have stepped up pretty good over the course of the season, so you know, we're looking forward to going in there with Le'Veon and AB together with Ben.
I know that's got to give you a certain level of confidence. I know that Steelers fans all throughout the region and really throughout the world are going to be watching with their terrible towels on their TV, or they'll be in the stadium. When you're watching the games, particularly here at playoff time, how are you reacting? How nervous do you get? What's it like watching the game for you?
Well, I mean, hey, you know, it gets a little nerve-wracking, I must admit, but it's exciting. I mean, you know, playoff football is just it's a different level, and it's just a special time. And thank God we've had a lot of playoff games here in Pittsburgh over the years, and they've all been fun, that's for sure.
You've got a lot of practice watching those games, which is nice.
Yep. That's right.
You know, Billy Gardell came up here, and it's funny that you put it that way. I will readily admit to people, I'm not a lot of fun to watch a game with, because I want to watch the game and I want to focus on the game, and I don't care about anything else. Are you kind of that way, locked in as well?
I have to confess, I'm not one of those guys that can go schmooze with the crowd and make my rounds. I do everything I have to in terms of meet and greets before the game starts, and then once the game starts, I'm not very sociable.
We talked about the health, but you've got Mike Tomlin at the top. You've got Ben Roethlisberger as the quarterback. I would have to imagine that whenever you do go into watching one of these games, you are feeling very confident.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, I think having our, let's say, our big guns ready to fire this year, it's going to be fun to see how they do. Le'Veon, he's fired up, so it's going to be exciting, and over at practice today, you could just feel the excitement in everybody.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell playing in his first career playoff game, which to me, I mean, it's unbelievable the unfortunate luck that there has been. And you think about the playoff game last year against Cincinnati, the guy's getting banged up. But that is the guy that I'm most looking forward to seeing, and I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing as well.
Yeah, well, he's fired up. I think we may have to get him calmed down a little bit just so he's got the right mindset, but it is going to be exciting to see how he does.
You've seen a lot of football over the years. Have you ever seen anybody? I was just saying today, and I've been thinking about it all week. I mean, he's just such a great player, but he's so singular in the way he runs. Does he remind you of anybody, or is he?
No, you know, I've heard that conversation a little bit this week. People trying to compare him to somebody, and I really, it's hard to pick somebody out that he compares to, because he just. He can do it all. I mean, has an unusual running style, but on top of that, he's a tremendous receiver and a great blocker. People don't even talk about that, but he can do it all.
Art Rooney II here with us on SNR, Adam Crowley and Rob King. To your point, Rob, about you having seen a lot of football through your life, the Steelers have a lot of veteran leadership on this team, but there's also a nice mix of youth. Is that the preferred way to be going into the playoffs with a lot of young, hungry players and a lot of guys who have done it before?
Well, you know, I would say that you know, we have some very young guys on defense, and sometimes, you know, you get a little nervous about rookies being on defense. So, you know, that'll be something to watch on Sunday, their first playoff game. But I do think we have a good mix of, you know, the leadership and young guys, and hopefully it's the right combination.
Last thing here for you, the Steelers on the 7-game winning streak, obviously, where they've really got back to playing good defense and getting after the quarterback. Third most sacks in the National Football League when it comes to playoff teams, and you've been running the football very well. You like going back to the roots whenever you think about December and January football.
Well, there's no doubt. I think you have to be able to run the ball to be effective in the playoffs, and you know, we like how we're doing that. You know, the thing that we really did get better at as the year went on was rushing the quarterback. You know, we started out pretty slow in that department this year, and so it's good to see that pressure. And really, when Bud came back, that started to change things.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Art, we really appreciate you taking the time. We know you want to get downstairs and enjoy the pep rally.
All right, great to be with you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Have a good one.